The musician Tad Kubler was over 30 when he finally made the recordings that brought him success. Several members of the Hold Steady were past the age when rock stars are usually made.
We just thought starting a band would give us an excuse to get together a couple times a week and hang out. And the next thing you know, it seems like we're in the airport in London with a 14-hour delayed flight to Croatia to go play with the Stooges.
Their somewhat delayed success seems to affect their new album, Stay Positive, and other recordings. The Hold Steady sing of people who've been around a few years and who suffer for it. Consider this Midwestern woman who takes drugs for the first time and watches 16 years fly by in a blink.
She got high for the first time in the camp stomp on the banks of the Mississippi River. Lord, to be 17 forever. And she got confused about the truth, and she came to in a confession. She got high for the last time in the camps down by the banks of the river. Lord, to be 33 forever.
The lyrics of band member Craig Finn often mark time along the river that he remembers from growing up in Minnesota.
The Mississippi River, as an example, is sort of the lifeblood of America, and it runs between Minneapolis and St. Paul. And you don't think about it that often when you're living there, but, you know, having some distance from it, looking back, you see this romantic, huge body of water.
Well, let's listen to one of your new songs that is set on the banks of the Mississippi River, in Memphis to be particular. It's called Sequestered in Memphis.
Yes, sir.
So I listen to that song, and I'm all of a sudden in the story of some minor character in Law & Order, one of those murder shows. Guy goes out with the wrong girl, discovers she's wanted for something, and all of a sudden he's in one of those gray rooms being questioned by people.
Right.
It's happened to all of us.
Is there some true story behind it?
Not at all. That was just sort of a story I thought up. I'm sort of fascinated by people who are smart enough to make good decisions but continue to make bad decisions.
Do you guys feel like you have a little better perspective on people because, well, let's face it, you're a little bit older than your normal band that's on the third or fourth album?
I think that when you're 36 like I am, you look back at people who are 19 and 20, you see this great age of having a car, maybe a little money, but still you're not as smart as you think you are. And that's where a lot of the roots of my, you know, the behavior that my songs talk about come from.
May I play a little bit of another song here, which, if I understand it correctly, it's somebody who's in college, probably some small college town. That's the way I imagine it anyway. You'll tell me if I'm wrong.
And you're right.
Ends up hanging out with the townies, the people who live in town, either go to school or they don't, but a different class of people than you imagine the upper class kids from out of town.
When there weren't any parties, she'd park by the quarry, walk into the woods until she came to a clearing where townies would gather and drink until blackout, smoke six till they're sick, pack bowls and then pass out.
This song does make me think of class differences. You've got this woman who is doing pretty well. She's in college. She's got a good future. She can go drink and mess around, and it's okay. She's going to be fine. But she's hanging out with these people for whom this is the high point of life, and that's about all there is.
Yeah, I think that there's also that age there, too, where you realize you might be fooling around or thinking something has low stakes, but in an instant, things can get sort of strange and really make a big impact on the rest of your life.
Who's responsible for the regular references in your music to redemption, to sinning, to crucifixion, to loss and trying to recover again?
The responsibility lies on me and the many millions of hours I spent in church as a kid. I was raised in Catholic. I don't go to church regularly, although I'm going more lately. But, you know, it's the beauty and of forgiveness and redemption, especially in regards to the Catholic Church, are interesting to me.
Lord, I'm discouraged. The circles have sucked in her eyes. Lord, are discouraged. Her new friends have shadowed her life.
Again, you're not the guy in that song driving yourself into the gutter. You're watching somebody else do it.
Yeah, I mean, that song is really... Obviously, we write a lot about drugs and alcohol, celebration, as well as hangovers. But I think that that's the first song that I think has really talked about how alcoholism or drug addiction can really rip apart not just people, but the people close to them and the people that love them.
Down to nothing. She keeps coming up with excuses and houses and fortified wine. Excuses and houses and fortified wine. There's a house on the south side. She stays in for days at a time.
The focus or the star of Separation Sunday, our second record, was not a prodigal son story, I guess prodigal daughter story.
What was the story?
Well, a girl who grew up in a religious background and goes off to try to find something bigger or better, something that she's missing, and has a lot of experiences and ends up coming back, not only to her family and to her town, but to her church.
Do you ever wonder if you're going to go into some Cat Stevens kind of phase, just become so spiritual that you find that you can't do what you've been doing anymore?
I think I'm more religious than spiritual. I don't know if I'm that spiritual a person. I just like going to church. So I think I'm a low risk of that. I think I wonder if I might get the opposite of Cat Steven and be too normal and end up watching too many baseball games and eating too many wings.
We gotta stay positive. Greg Finn and Tad Kubler of the Hold Steady. The music section of NPR.org has songs from Stay Positive, and this group described as Midwestern Bruce Springsteen described meeting the real Springsteen. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos.
We gotta stay positive.